This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the National Academies of Sciences releases a report on the quality of trauma care in the United States. After the massacre in Florida, the Orlando Regional Medical Center faced a situation that no hospital would expect. But the report today suggests medical centers need to be better prepared for mass casualties. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Writing in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2006, ER physician Arthur Kellerman wrote, quote, America's emergency and trauma care system has deteriorated to an alarming degree.
That statement is as true today as it was when it was written 10 years ago.
Arthur Kellerman is now the medical school dean at the Uniformed Services University, the military's medical school.
The threat has only grown. The need for preparedness has only grown. Our national response has not matched the increase in the threat.
Kellerman says too many hospitals in the country, including level one trauma centers like the one people sought out in Orlando, lack the training, equipment, and physical capacity to handle unexpected events. Those inadequacies lead to wide variations in the quality of care, says University of Maryland's Dr. David Marcosi.
Right now, in trauma care, where you live determines if you live.
Marcosi says this new Academies of Science report found in 2014 about 30,000 trauma deaths may have been prevented if hospitals and first responders had provided optimal care. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.